It's Rihanna saying, "You the one" on your afternoon show, driving you home. It's me, Leah G, and the show's proudly brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. Joined in studio now, I have Michelle, as promised, and we're talking about life after the storm. Hey, Michelle, thank you for your time. I know that you are running around like crazy, putting on a beautiful face, so thank you for coming to chat to us today.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you for having us.
And I guess the big beckoning question is, what does life look like after the storm for
wow.
everybody who was hoping to attend your first annual Easter fair?
Yeah, look, it was that obviously came by a very big surprise, but we're exceptionally grateful and excited that we have new dates and that it's happening at the end of next week.
So exciting,
yeah. And we've improvised a little, so. Easter's passed, so we're running with After the Storm. So we've got some beautiful products along the theme of After the Storm.
I think your theme is so apt, and I love the fact that you intend to deliver a ray of sunshine. And I know that ray of sunshine extends to the community as well. The funds are actually being donated to flood relief programs. DOCRA, am I correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So DOCRA is our community watchdog, or they've very much involved in what happens within our direct community. So all the funds that are raised at this fair will be directed through DOCRA and through Christmas Fair Funds projects.
That's amazing.
And those are the ones that have been directly affected. So the money's going to come in, and it's going to go straight out to relief work and restoration.
Wow.
So we're very excited.
Money at the end of the rainbow, hey?
Amen.
Distributing that pot of gold.
Amen.
But there's some fun. There's fun to be had for the ticket holders. I know that there's 72 stallholders, and I mean, that's all local crafts, business people, shop owners, crafters, musos.
Small
they're
business,
all getting together for a day of fun. But can you tell us what you have in store for Saturday the 28th of May, because that's a big one. It happens on Friday and Saturday, but Saturday is where the fun's at.
So Friday is the opening of our fair, and it is most definitely going to be fun. Saturday we're targeting our families too. We're not targeting, but we're welcoming our families
too. Beautiful.
So the children can join us. We'll have sensory play and entertainment for the kids. And we're going to have live entertainment. So we've got a few musos lined up.
Some sensory play for the adults.
Some sensory, definitely. And we've got some fantastic foodies. So Pizza Bay, Shawarma Tack, the Orange Tree from Umshlali. We've got
exciting.
The brinies. We've got Italian ice cream.
Wow.
Bagels, bubbles. We've got craft beer, the gin guys. So
you guys have it all. What more could you ask for from a day out in the town, or not out of town actually, because you guys are at Collachine, correct?
That's correct, yes, Collachine Estate.
And tell me, are ticket holders who still possess a ticket for Easter Fair, does that get them into the fair, or
absolutely.
Will they have to repurchase?
No, their tickets are valid. So if you've bought your tickets on Quicket, Quicket will have sent out a notification saying that the date was postponed.
Okay.
And they would have given our ticket holders an opportunity for a reimbursement or to carry it forward.
Amazing.
And those that haven't bought, you're welcome to go online and buy. The new listing is up.
Fantastic.
If you have a ticket, or if you've bought a ticket from Love Laugh Florist, because Cindy has tickets available.
Okay.
Those tickets are definitely valid for Friday or Saturday.
And of course, the ticket holders that won tickets with our Weekender campaign, you still have valid tickets, and the campaign still continues. There are a few more tickets up for grabs, and you can get a ticket to After the Storm by subscribing to the Weekender. Can we give the listeners a little hint at who they can look forward to shopping from at After the Storm?
Oh, yes, definitely. So we've actually collaborated with a couple of our stall holders, which we're really excited about, because Easter was a big big driving force.
So, and that was crazy, because a lot of crafters actually produce stocks especially for Easter. But I really love how you manage to direct traffic to social pages and still manage to give those who invested in a stall some exposure. And I really do think that they would have seen the results and the appreciation from the community.
Yes, no, absolutely. And they have, and we're very grateful for that support. Our fresh produce, I think that was our big thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Tuesday that all of this was going live and we were having to go jeepers, we've got to postpone our dates, our pomegranates were arriving.
Oh.
And our juices and everything. But we've managed to redirect, which has been fantastic.
Well done.
The store holders that we're working with now, we've come up with a few beautiful novel items. Mm. We're doing some beautiful t-shirts with rainbows on. We're working with one of our candle suppliers.
Okay.
I won't say her name yet.
Okay.
We're collaborating with Lauren, and we're doing a candle called After the Storm. Oh. And the fragrance is petrichor.
Oh, I love that.
So that's it's the fragrance you get after a big storm, the grass, the wet grass, the leaves.
Funnily enough, it's actually a word that I learned last night. You can laugh at me, but I listen to a bedtime story every night. It's the only way I get to sleep, to sleep soundly. And this is called Bedtime Stories for Grown-Ups. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's the most amazing thing.
Awesome.
And the story last night was petrichor. So I learned a new word.
Learned
that it is that beautiful fragrance after the storm. And how creative. Wow. And Lauren, because you did say her name. Her work is fantastic. So is that a limited edition item?
Yes, it is. It's limited to the fair. We will have available for orders
amazing.
After we run out. But yeah, we will. So we're super excited about that. One of our other gent stall holders, he's working on a beautiful print for a shirt for the boys.
So cool.
So we're super excited. Yeah.
You guys have really done exactly what you aimed to do, and you've delivered a ray of sunshine, something for people to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And I just, again, commend you for your work. This Christmas Fair Fund has been running for over 70 years, and this is, in fact, the 70th celebration. Okay. So if you don't have a ticket yet, I strongly urge you to purchase one. If you hold an Easter Fair Fund ticket, you will still be able to use that ticket. And Michelle and the girls are really, really looking forward to welcoming you after the storm, College Union Day, 27 and 28 May. Those are the dates that are important. Bring the family out for a fabulous time on the grass. There's loads of space to lay out a picnic blanket and just celebrate the joy of community and craft.
Amen. Absolutely.
Michelle, have an awesome day. I know that's going to be a busy week, but we really look forward to the fabulous fair that you guys have worked so hard to put on for us. You're on Radio Life and Style. That was Michelle Blake from the Christmas Fair Fund. If you've missed out on this interview, don't stress. You can catch up at any time on Radio Life and Style's app. But for now, I'm going to take you right back to the music, because I know that's what you came here for. The Rolling Stones, Slipping Away.